Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing.
De roce. Hoy voy a lo loco, ustedes me conocen. Me conocen donde tengo pa' que se lo gocen. Ey. Saben quién es Balvin, López Santa José. Y yo no me complico, ¿cómo te explico? Que a mí me gusta pasarla rico. ¿Cómo te explico? No me complico. A mí me gusta pasarla rico. Después de las 12 salimos a buscar el party. Ando con los tigres, estamos en modo safari. Con un fue violento que parecemos sicarios. Yo tomando vino y algunos fumando mari. La policía está molesta porque ya se puso buena la fiesta. Pero estamos legal, no me pueden arrestar. Por eso yo sigo hasta que amanezca.
How we doing out there? And welcome back to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. I got a special show today. We got, I'm calling it the Cooped Up Podcast today. Because, you know, as you know, we are in quarantine, or we are locked up. We are locked in. Can't go nowhere. Nothing to do, etc., etc. So I'm going to do some interesting things. I'm going to get some people on the line, try to get some guests, see what they're doing while they're cooped up, and just talk it out. So here, without further ado, let me go ahead and see who picks up. So I'm going to start with JC, my guy. See if he picks up.
What up, though?
Yo, 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 what's going on, bro?
Yo, Nick, I'm ordering some tacos right now.
Okay, well, I just want you to know, you're on the podcast, so order your tacos, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, I'll hit you back as soon as I get my shit.
I'll call you back. Text me, and I'll call you back.
Okay, suave, right, lomo. Right.
So that was one down. One down. Let's see who's up. So he'll come back. Supposedly, he'll come back. All right, let's get another guy. All right, here we go. Crickets. Crickets. Wow. He said, I'm down. And look at that. Not even picking up the phone. Wow. What? That's what happens, you know?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right, let's try another one. Let's try another one. All right. Let's see. Let's see if he picks up. He might be working, but let's see if he picks up anyway. Let's see if he picks up. Damn. They knew I was going to call. They knew it was going to happen, but they didn't know for what.
Your call has been forwarded to a...
There goes two. All right. The guy that I called that I thought wouldn't pick up, picked up. All right. I'm going to try one more guy. No, I'll try a few more, but right now I'll go. Let's see here. Yeah. Let's call this guy. Let's see what he's doing here. Well, I set this up real nice. I don't want nobody to know that I'm going to set him up to be start the podcast. No. I want them to come on the podcast. All right. Busy.
3, 1, 2, 9, 0,
all these guys.
4, 6, 7.
Busy. Busy, cooped up. What a bunch of assholes. Wow. Let me see a call. Somebody else. So the thing was is that I told people that I was going to call them up. and that be ready. I was just going to call them all just to see how they're doing because they're cooped up. But they weren't going to know it on a podcast until, you know, like I did Booby. Like I did Booby, I called him up, said, you know, and then he picked up. You see how he picked up? All right, I'm going to try one more. All right, here you go. If nobody picks up, then I'm going to take a break, wait for Booby, and then I'll start with him. Man, these guys are busy cooped up.
Hi, thank you for calling 773-517-84.
Let's see who's this. All right, hold on. Let's see who's this. All right, sorry, can't talk right now from the last guy. All right, let's call this guy. Let's call this guy. See what he's doing. I like this. I kind of like this. I like this. I like this. Let's see what happens here.
What's up, Daddy?
Daddy! Daddy, Daddy! Picked up! Whoa! What's going on, Daddy?
You talk to me.
Hey, so I... you're on the podcast, Daddy.
So a what?
You're on the podcast right now.
Really?
So what I was doing was calling... So I was going through my list because I told people today that I was going to call them to get ready. So I'm calling later just to see how they're doing, all cooped up with, you know, coronavirus outside. You can't go outside. Coronavirus and coyotes and all these are outside. They're going to bite your balls off. So they're like, okay, okay, just call me up. So I didn't tell them I was going to get them on the podcast or anything. So I called three people. No, I called my boy, Bowie. He picked up. He's ordering tacos. And then I called a couple other guys and their voicemail. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to call Papa. And then I call you and you pick up. Look at that. You're always dependable. You see that?
I'm not Luis Aranha.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, shots. Shots. I should call Louie right now, right?
That's not the CB answers.
You want to see these answers? Okay, hold on. Yeah. All right, let's see.
You do the 3-week call?
Yeah. I can do a whole conference call. I had like 6 people, but let's call Louie. What's up, bro? Look at, hey, Papa, he picked up. He picked up.
He picked up.
Look, it's Louis Salah on the line. You see, he picked up.
You guys six feet apart.
Hey, Lou, yeah. You're on the podcast, Lou. I did a cooped up episode of the podcast, so I got it on. I got you and Papa on right now.
What's up, people?
Yes. What's going on? So Papa said, call him up. He's going to pick up. Apart.
What's up, Daddy?
What happened?
Papa, hey, thanks for hooking that up this Tuesday. Everybody was happy. It worked out.
How'd it come out?
Oh, it was awesome. It was good. It was really good.
Was he able to really split the food up?
Yeah, we split it up, yeah. You fed Verboyas, Iris Martinez, and Abadina Delgado. They all won, of course.
Okay, good.
Hey, Eric, so what are we talking about?
Oh, no, we're just seeing what you guys are doing in this cooped-up era.
Dude, what's going to happen? Dude, Daddy, are you open just for pickup, right?
Just for pickup?
Yeah, no, pickup, delivery, you know, that's it.
Papa, you're open, huh? I didn't know
that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just can't have no kids, you know?
Man. No kids. That's pretty cool. No,
you know, I feel sorry for the strip bars.
Man, everywhere.
They put a big old glass on the stage. Can't touch him.
Can't touch.
What are you gonna do, Daddy?
Well, I don't know. What do you think about the restaurants? Besides Papa, you're gonna be good, right? So once it starts coming up, you're gonna bring your staff back and everything.
Yeah. Well, so far there's only 2 that let go so far.
But you didn't let them go. You just put them on leave, and then you're gonna bring them back.
Yeah. My two youngest that they still live with their parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
The other ones I kept.
How about the bars? You think some bars are going to close down or what? I hear...
They closed down already.
So they're closed. So they are officially closed down.
A lot of places are going out of business, man.
Yeah,
a lot of bars.
So they can't just go to hiatus.
You picture. Hey, on Division Street, those rents are like $8,000 to $10,000 a month.
And there's no relief on the rents?
No, there's no relief on the rents. There's only going to be relief. No, I know. There's only going to be relief initially for residential situations, you know?
Mm.
People getting evicted, you know, households, right? By the time they bring up something for bar owners and small businesses, it'll be a couple months. And you're going to, you know, and that's not even going to be a whole lot.
And even during that time, they were going to have to, like, mortgage companies are going to have to get some kind of federal subsidies, right? To even contemplate that
idea? No, what's going to happen is that they're going to forego like 12 months of payments. So basically, you're not going to be able to, or you're not, you'll be allowed to defer those payments.
Oh, but you still got to, okay.
So you don't have to make any payments for 12 months.
That'll be
in your fund.
You still got to pay it. Lay
it down the line. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You pay it on the back end, but think about it. You talk about people. You don't have any. Look, my brother and sister went to the gun shop and they ran out of bullets.
Damn.
Because
people that are law enforcement are thinking, wait a minute, this goes on 6 months, 8 months. You know, people that don't have jobs, I mean, they're not going to be kicked out of their houses, but how are they going to buy toilet paper? How are they going to, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, the toilet paper.
Hey, Eric, you know what I told my wife? I said, I'm so pissed off. When I first went to your house and I went to your washroom and you told me that the squirter.
The squirter?
That's the best thing right now.
Did you use that thing?
It's called a bidet. That is.
I know.
Squirter. I love it. The squirter. You're acting like I got some kind of porn star hidden in the bathroom. The squirter.
That's the best thing. You don't need no fucking toilet paper with that. Because you have your ass and shit.
The problem is you still got to scrub your hair and your ass. You still got to get the shit out of your hair and your ass. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's not. Maybe yours was maybe dried up. It's your first thing. Just wipe it. That's it.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Shit don't stick to gray hair.
Papa uses that balm. You know that balm that they put on the beard?
Wait a minute. Papa got no hair down there, bro. He got no hair upstairs.
My ass is full of hair. I got hair up at the top of my head.
Oh, man.
I'm a hairy man.
Well, it's Louis, so what do you think about the Bears? Do you think the Bears did good this week? Do you know what they did?
No, they just lost someone. Didn't they lost the Jackson kid?
They lost, not the Jackson kid. Ha-ha, Clint Dix went to the Cowboys, and then...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
Leonard Floyd went, but they did a lot of moves. They got Nick Foles. Is the best Nick nickname in sports.
Nick Foles a beast, obviously.
Hey, Papa, you know what's his nickname? You'll like it.
Yeah.
Nick Foles is his name. Do you know his nickname?
Nick Foles?
Nick Foles. Nicholas. Like Saint Nick.
What's his... Santa Claus?
Well, his nickname is Big Dick Nick. I'm not lying. Because he comes out and he goes and he produces in the big times. Like, he's not scared.
Yeah, but he got paid all that money to go... Where was he this year?
Jacksonville.
He got paid all that money and he got hurt.
Right. He played 4 games, got hurt, but they restructured his contract, so now he's with the Bears. So I don't know.
Somewhere along the line, they try to shove Trubisky down people's throats. The guy is, yeah, he's fast, he's got a great arm, but you need to have something between the ears, man. You know what I mean?
And accuracy, because that's what Nick Foles can do. Nick Foles is one of those guys that they say hits the doorknob on the door. The greats hit the keyhole on the door from 30 yards, from 40 yards. Nick Foles hits the doorknob.
He's from Philadelphia?
Yeah, the guy who won the Super Bowl.
Listen, And he was MVP. Listen, you got a guy that played how many college games? Seven?
Two, yeah, yeah. Seven, 11, something like that.
12. Seven college games. The guy is not a, he's not an NFL quarterback.
No, he's
they
not.
And then their first round draft pick. You're an idiot.
Number two
and
pick,
passed
yep.
up. And passed up
Mahomes. Pat Mahomes and Watson.
And Watson. Yep. Come on, man.
Yep.
The best quarterbacks in football. Two of the top 10 quarterbacks in football today.
Yeah. Passed him up. But you never knew
I mean, Watson had some knee issues, though.
Knee issues, yeah, he yep. He's really with, thin bone. Like, he's got really small ankles and wrists.
But he had a, I think he tore his ACL, something like that.
Right, both of them. Both of them did. Like, so Mahomes did, and Watson did both, like both knees.
Yeah.
So.
And Watson just came off of beating Alabama.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Uh-huh,
yeah. You're talking about leader, talent. You're going to bring a kid that seven college games? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, now they got to eat it.
Yeah.
He'll be a lousy backup.
And this is what I'm thinking is going to happen. They're going to wind up drafting a quarterback in the second or fourth round because they got three picks in the first 150, right? So they got three picks. It's not a lot. They got a real small amount. But
because Nick Foles is no young buck.
No, they're going to wind up drafting a quarterback. They're going to wind up trading Mitchell Trubisky. If they do that, I think I'll have my own Super Bowl party because that's great news to me.
Yeah, but who's going to want that kid?
Really?
Well, the same people what do you think? He's going to go to the Patriots?
If Brady goes to San Francisco, to the Tampa Bay, right?
Brady went to Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yep.
Why?
Well, they both want to do it without each other. Belichick wants to do it on his own, and Brady says he wants to do it. But, you know, the league is basically telling Tom Brady he should retire because there's only another team, and I believe nobody says anything, but rumors have it that it was the Raiders that said, oh, we'll give you $20 million. He wanted $30 million per year.
So what did he get with the Buccaneers?
He wound up getting $60 million, but he's got to hit all the incentives.
Yeah, he's got all these incentives. Listen, Brady's been lucky is that he's had protection.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna
He can't take 3-4 hits a game.
Nope.
No,
they're going to protect them. They're going to give a good blind side. You know, a good left guard, good left tackle.
Hey, you know who's going to do really well? Teddy Bridgewater.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of him. He's over there. He went to Carolina. I'm not too good on what.
Yeah, he went to the.
I'm not too good on him.
But Carolina's got it. Well, look, you got Cam Newton doesn't have a job, right? Who else? The guy from the Buccaneers. That guy doesn't have a job. These guys are first round draft pick top talents, you know?
Right. But
he fucked up the career.
Yeah, but
they're idiots too.
But the thing, Bridgewater gets hurt, man. Bridgewater gets hurt. He's fragile. But look, we'll see what happens over there. They got a new head coach. They got new. All coaches are new. They're gonna wind up going against Tampa Bay and New Orleans and Atlanta. It's not gonna be an easy division for the Panthers. And Teddy Bridgewater, he stays in a division where his New Orleans Saints team knows who he is. They already got an idea. They got an idea of who he is. So I don't expect him to have success versus the Saints or Sean Payton, but
he stayed in the division. He stayed in the same division.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand. And he's hurt. He's fragile. He's fragile, and he's not a starting quarterback. I mean, last year he did decent because he doesn't risk. He doesn't take any risk. He doesn't make any mistakes. But he has. I mean, he has a. You know, he's just too fragile for my liking, and I like the fact that the Bears did not go after him or give him this big money, whatever. But I do like the fact that the Bears are telling Mitchell, okay, this is it. You're gonna have a chance, but if the opportunity arises where they get another quarterback, they're gonna tell Mitch, you know what? You're gonna have to send you on. And there's gonna be teams. There's gonna be teams that are gonna want him. I mean, there's gonna be teams that want him as a backup, think he's a project, you know, stuff like that. But we'll see. I know he's not good here.
Who did the Patriots pick up?
They don't. They haven't picked up anybody yet. They're going to use this kid that they got, Stoddard, I think is his last name. But he's a guy that they're really high on. He was the backup last year. He's young. He hasn't done started in the NFL. But there's a good chance that they still might bring in a player. Another quarterback.
What about Mack?
What, Khalil Mack? He's still here.
He's going to stay with us?
Yeah. His contract was guaranteed today because 3 days, you say 3 days into the NFL season, 3 days into the NFL year, and you get your contract guaranteed for his. That's what his contract said. So yeah, it'd be fine. But
what was his contract? How many years he had?
Seven.
What killed him is that Akeem Hicks was hurt.
Yeah.
So it was the only. You know what I mean? He was the only. They could. Other teams could afford to double team him.
And Leonard Floyd wasn't able to do anything on the other side. He just doesn't. He just too small.
Exactly.
So, all right, well, and now, you know.
I mean, he's tall. Yeah. He's tall, but for that position, you need to be built like Mac.
Oh, yeah, he's a basketball player.
Max, what's Mac? 6'2", 6'2", 6'3", wide, you know?
260, 265.
Big, you know, a low center of gravity, you know? He's a beast. He's not lanky.
Well, they did get Glover. No, is it Glover? What's his name? His name escapes me, but Robert Quinn, played with Dallas last year. Now he's on the other side. They say he's going to be BC. Yeah. 11 sacks last year, so I think he's going to do good here. It's the turf. The turf at Soldier Field needs to change. They need to put it to the field turf.
It's so hard. It's so hard. Turf and grass.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling, a different grass.
What do you mean? Well, Soldier Field is
natural grass.
Soldier Field is grass.
Yeah, they need to put it turf. They need to put that field turf on there. Because that way these guys can get grips. Yeah, it's the Park District, exactly. But they say, oh, the Bears prefer natural grass. But then the Park District has artificial turf or their turf fields all over the place for all the high schools, for everywhere.
Yeah, they got all the high schools. They're building soccer fields where they don't even play soccer.
Yeah, yeah. And they got all these turf fields all over the city. And Soldier Field's got grass. So go figure.
Not like Soldier.
So anyway, so I wanted to reach out to you guys, see how you guys doing. So I'll call you guys back up maybe sometime next week. We'll powwow again and get into more baseball stuff because I heard some interesting stuff about baseball. So,
all right, brother.
All right, man. Daddy, we'll talk.
All right, Daddy. Thanks a lot, Daddy. Thanks a lot. Lou, take care.
Peace.
All right, be safe.
Well, there you go. That's one batch of guys there, right? So they're the ones, so that's Papa and Louie. They were on my last podcast when I had live. So I'm going to go ahead and call Bowie back and see if he picks up. And then we'll go from there. All right? So far, so good. Not so bad. 25, 30 minutes in. We're not doing so bad. That was an interesting conversation. You know, you can tell they were running around, moving around. So I didn't want to keep them bottled up. But let's see. Let me call him up. You're still ordering tacos? Watch. And I'm sorry for the language. Gonna get a little vulgar today because I am a little frustrated, cooped up. Maybe I'll try to bleep them out as soon as I learn how to do this. He's not picking up now. His taco order went too long.
Yo, nigga, I just got home right now. I'm about to eat. Yeah, I mean, you can't sit in the restaurants and eat, motherfucker. I got to order the food and then come in and eat.
I thought you ordered. I thought they delivered. And you're going to say,
I drove my ass to Pasadita. Got them motherfucking tacos. Just got back. Now I'm about to eat these motherfuckers.
All right, cool. I'll call you back later. Text me when you're ready.
Okay, Swalisa. All right,
bye. Let's see. Lou. I'll call him. Last try for this little fuck. Let's see what happens. Let's see what goes on in the Cooped Up Podcast. brought to you by Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. I should play music now, but I can't because my other device is calling idiots. Hope you guys out there are doing well and
going with the flow. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message. Twice.
He's done. He's got to be done. He's done. All right. I'm going to call Antonio because I know Antonio's going to pick up. Antonio. All right. Let's call him up.
Yo.
See? I told you he's going to pick up. So, hey, yo, you're on a podcast. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, well, that's awesome. What's going on? What's going on?
So I put on the thread, hey, podcast tonight, and the first one to respond is Louis. I'm down. Called him twice, bro. No pickup. Want to try to call him? Why don't we call him again?
He's on a date with himself. We talked about this. He deserves it. It was one of those nights that he just needed. He lit a candle.
So let me tell you what I did with Booby. So Booby, I called Booby. Bro, I'm ordering tacos. I can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. Ordering tacos. I gotta go in and come out. Okay. He gets the tacos, and then I wait about 20 minutes. I call him back. Yo, nigga, I walked in the house. I'm going to eat right now. I'll call you back. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, I thought you were getting the tacos delivered. He says, no. I had to go pick them up. I drove my ass to Pasadita. Now I'm going to eat them. Bro, they're not going to go nowhere. No, before they get cold.
Bro.
Let me call Lou. See what Lou is doing. Hold on.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's gonna be voicemail. Watch again.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, no, for sure.
Let's see. All right. That's it. Nothing. Nope. Can't do it. Nope. It didn't pick up. See? Didn't pick up.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's on the agenda today? What are you eating?
What's on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
I got my daughter. I did her school pictures today. It was a pretty exciting time.
Wait, so you did them yourself?
I did it myself, bro. She's homeschooled now, bro. I put up a piece of paper. I put spring 2020. I sat her down with the dogs. I took a picture.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I was looking at that.
This is her pre-K. This is her pre-K 4 pictures with her classmates.
And then, so you ate Portillo's yesterday. What did you eat today?
Yesterday was a hell of a day. So yesterday started out with a Popeye's breakfast. Delicious. They delivered that one. I was real lazy about that one.
Wait, what's Popeye's breakfast?
Spicy chicken sandwiches and french fries. I got hammered the night before. I was drinking, so I woke up like at 12 o'clock just hurting. I was just like, fuck, I'm just going to get Popeye's. You know, it hit the spot, got me back where I needed to be. And then after that, maybe 3 hours later, I got hungry again. I ended up at McDonald's. That was real good too. That's always a good one. And then around like at 11 o'clock, I picó otra vez, and I went over to fucking Portillo's and got their big beef sandwich.
Oh, the beef! You didn't go burger.
Oh yeah, no burger. I like beefs. I'm into beefs.
Oh, dipped with peppers and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Not the hot peppers though. My ass can't take that.
Then you woke up today. Then what you had? Pancakes.
This morning, no. Actually, my dad came over, and my dad, we're good Catholics, and he made me some tuna sandwiches.
It's that thing for you.
Yeah, Lent, yeah.
So does Lent work during coronavirus locked up? I don't know if it works.
I'm not sure. I'm sure everybody's just kind of, it's minor practice of not eating fish. But you're live streaming church, and they're doing all that shit. But yeah. Church is all shut down.
Live streaming church. My mom is going through that too. I said, Mom, do you got to put your jean skirt on when they're live streaming too? Because she's Pentecostal and they got jean skirts.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they do there. But All right, and then you don't know what you're going to eat later on, huh? You don't know what you're going to get. Filet of fish?
No, not yet. We got some pizza. We just ate a pizza.
It's cheese pizza because you can't eat
it. Yeah, we fucked up. No, I fucked up and ate pork. It was there, though. My brother went and got it, and I was like, what am I going to do? I was putting down my daughter.
And you know, the pizza I ran into the other day was the Domino's. It's pretty good.
Interesting. Has it changed, or is it just like nostalgic?
It's got like a garlic crust.
Oh, sounds delicious.
It's good, dude. It's good. I like Little Caesars because, you know, it's like one of those you got to eat it munchies thing. But I haven't had Little Caesars in like years, but I have never had Domino's until last week. And then I have, and the crust is good. Crust is good, dude.
I used to eat Domino's in high school, and I used to, like, love it. But I'm a sucker for, like, cheap flavored stuff like that. Like, I love Papa John's. Like, Pizza Hut's fine. Like, I won't order it, you know? Like, in my neighborhood, like, I regularly order fucking this place called Annette's that is fire. It's on Cumberland and Lawrence. Like, thin crust, like, good, like, Chicago tavern-style pizza the way it should be done.
Get a Domino's and check the crust.
But I like Sbarro. Whenever I go to the mall, I just slam me a fucking quick slice.
Sbarro's.
Yeah.
I remember Sbarro's. That was high school days.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Shit like that. That's really good. Believe it or not, when I go to work, I park above Whole Foods, and they got a pretty fire pizza, dude. You get 2 for $6, 2 slices of like this shit.
I didn't know that.
And it's organic.
Fresh.
Yes. Oh, delicious.
Nice. How about, I called Papa. Because I called Booby because I wanted to surprise him, called him. Yeah. Then I called Lou, right? Okay, first voicemail. Then I called Pablo, another voicemail. Then I called Rich, another voicemail. Rich, I can't talk right now. Okay, so he's cooped up. He's doing something cooped up. And then I called Papa. Papa goes, Daddy, what's going on, Daddy? And Papa just lost his brother. So Papa's brother, so he's so excited to talk because he hadn't been able to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
His restaurant's still open. He's delivering, doing pickups. And he did something for a campaign on Tuesday, like catered the whole campaign, whatever. And it was a good deal. So Papa's all excited to talk. We're talking, and he's over here saying, Daddy, I don't know, Daddy. I go, you going to bring your employees back? I don't know. Papa, you fucked up. Little Papa.
I'm sure he's doing well, dude. Takeout. He's not going to be losing any employees. If anything, he should be able to sustain his businesses. Unfortunately, a lot of practices. A company that I used to work for, a pretty large company, actually let go of all of their hourly employees today. You know, and in a business move, you know, that's like, okay, you're going to save money on payroll insurance, payroll taxes, you don't pay out the furlough.
But hourly is what? What is hourly?
I mean, people who are essentially, okay, so like salary employees would be like the management, what I mean? So everybody else that's like non-management or, you know, or a PR person that they hire for the company or a human resource person that they hire for the company, those are all salaried employees. Versus hourly. So hourly could be anything from a host to a server to a line cook to a cleaner, you name it, dishwasher, all that. Everybody got let go, you know, and it's like the most, it's tragic, you know what I mean? Because it's like, wow, you know what I mean? It's the worst thing you want to hear right now, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this before I forget.
Yeah.
How many restaurants are going to close down right now? Like, they're going to be shut. They're going to shut their doors, close down. They don't even know if they're going to reopen.
What's going to go on? What landlords and everybody, what they want to do more than anything is for the businesses to survive. You know what I mean? So they're going to give them all a chance. So the last thing they're going to do is that when everything's available and wide open, they're going to be like, oh, well, you didn't pay rent, so go fuck you now. I'm going to let this sit open and wait till somebody else tries. You know what I mean? So government, they said that they're already trying to get approval from up to 12 months, but for sure, like 3 months, they're just like, nobody's going to have to pay rent or mortgage. So they're going to be working that shit out with the bank. So everybody's bank is different and how quick they're jumping on board. You know, I recommend everybody just go check in with your banks and your mortgages because that's some shit that's a blessing from fucking God, dude. Like, to not have to pay, you know, for me, it's like upwards $6,500 that, like, I don't have to come up with and pull out of my ass anymore, you know what I mean, for these next 3 months.
Right. It looks like, yeah, no, so you already, I assume you already spoke to your company.
No. I have not. I was actually in a conversation with another guy as you were calling me through text message, just going through, because all this shit's just kind of popping up right now. Like, as we speak, it's like shit's just coming at us, you know?
So we were on with ours, and Lynn was able to get March relieved, but we wound up paying March. So we're going to look to see if April and May is a possibility. I know my mom is able to be relieved, but they're going to pay it anyway, but they were given the option to be relieved. So
I guess it also depends on I'm directly obviously affected from this, you know what I mean? Like, you know, God bless everything, you know, if anything, you know, your wife might make more money because her demand is higher. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like right now, as people are getting sick, like she's going to have to be putting in extra hours, and obviously she's going to get compensated for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not to, you know, a positive light on shit. That's the one thing for it. But like it's just like I have zero choice, like no option. You know, my trade is, you know, hospitality, and, you know, like I said, the government. It's not even up to my job, you know, whether if they're the best company in the world or not, you know, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You can't go to fucking work, you know. But there are some certain companies that are kind of, not certain companies, some restaurants are already set up for that quick, fast, casual style that all they have to do is just put their seats up, like Papa's Cache, and he has people coming in and out of his restaurant all day long anyways, you know what I mean? So what is he losing, you know, two servers
that,
and,
is,
you know what I mean?
That are in his family?
The truth is, he could probably support them and throw them $13 an hour because, you know what I mean, you're making more money. You know what I mean?
And they're family members, so they're not really, you know, they're not going to lose out. He's going to bring them back regardless.
You know, for sure, exactly.
So yeah, that's interesting.
And firing them, you know, would give them an opportunity to go get unemployment. You know, that's the other plus about it. You know, anyways, everybody in the restaurant industry, like I even apply for unemployment because I'm going to take that check real quick. I'm not going to be one of those. I don't need it. I need it. And
you do it online, or you have to go to the office, or what?
No. You can do it all online now. Everything's super easy. You know, it was real easy. Okay. So I should get approved. And even though through it, it even asks you, are you affected by the COVID? And you're like, yeah, click yes, and it's like, it's done.
Mm. And I get a little bit of like timid because I hear war stories. My guy at Pepsi, he worked for Coke, and before he went to Pepsi, and he was let go, and he was there for some amount of time. He was let go, and then he was fought. Right, he was fought about not getting his unemployment, but then he wound up winning the unemployment. And then he was...
They fought it?
They fought against him, right? Yeah, they fought against him. He had two hearings, which I was like, man, I never heard that. But he wound up winning it. And then later on, something about he was doing Amazon deliveries, or he was doing something like Uber or something like that. And then the state came after him for those wages, for like the last 6 months of wages.
They can. They can
if he didn't record it or report it.
Yeah, you have to report it. Like when you fill out your, it's like every 2 weeks you have to fill out. Like it's called a certification, and at that time it asks, were you able to work or do anything? Because say you're like, yeah, I did work and I made $150. Then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll make up the difference for that. Versus like, you know, if you're pulling in $700 a week Uber, you really don't need unemployment. So yeah, they can. Ultimately, go back after your wages.
Yeah, it was some time. It was like it was like almost a year later.
Yeah,
they went out. That was like that kind of like spooked me. I'm like, whoa! If I know I'm doing anything, and I know I'm not gonna apply for unemployment or whatever, you know, because
exactly
that kind of stuff is like I ain't gonna deal
with.
And
that's where my thing is at too. You know what I mean? I could go Uber, but I'm blessed. You know, I'll probably make just as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I'll be fine because unemployment's okay. You know, I just got to figure out how to cook at home because I'm eating out 3 meals a day. Yeah. It adds up real quick.
And then you get to learn. So what are you doing with the time at home besides being with your family and all that? What are you doing personally?
Spending time, honestly, with my family, nothing.
Like, I just actually... And I'll explain why. Because I spent about 2 months of just really diving into product knowledge and learning a lot of stuff. So it was like, it's one of those times where, like, you know, I was hitting hard mentally. Mm. And it's like, it's really, really good. For like the first time in my life, I could actually do this and not feel bad about it. Mm. And be just like a fucking bum and nobody could judge you for it. Like, what? I can't go to work?
Right.
Good.
So I'm doing. Like,
so I've been drinking too, actually.
So you've been tasting the good hops, the good hops.
No, I wouldn't go as far as say that. I did more kind of like, you would almost say like a liquidation
of
my refrigerator, just going through and random shit. Who left this here? You know what I mean? Fuck it, I'll drink it. You know, like.
My thing is I'm trying to build stuff. So I just started this project of some soundproof panels. So I'm taking some insulation boards and just putting them, making them nice so I can hang them on my wall. Put them on my wall. Then I'm going to do my mom's kitchen. I'm just going to get demolition out because she's going to close for 2 months. So I'm just doing stuff, trying to learn and then learn more of this YouTube stuff. But I'm just trying to do stuff here just to, like, kind of start all over. The one thing that I'm thinking of that kind of, like, got me a little uneasy is the fact that export might be done for good. And it's hard to, you know, to get a gym. When you get a gym and you're comfortable going to, it's hard. It's hard.
Why do you feel it's done?
So I talked to two guys. One guy's a manager here at the Logan, and he's been a manager. He tossed all over the place. And my other guy, Hank, I think you know Hank. Kind of looks like Gio, short little guy. But he was the general manager at the Brickyard way back when, in like 2000, 2001. And then he became regional manager here. Now he's in Virginia. But he told me that the owners... they don't want to replenish. So once they reopen, they're going to have to replenish all the equipment. So you don't have to do that, Joe. You got to do just sanitize the shit out of it. Like, go in there with some foggers and disinfectant and just sanitize the whole thing. The equipment is still good. It's still like, oh, then we got to get more employees. It'll take them about 2 months just to reopen. Once everything is good, it'll take them 2 months to reopen. I'm like, wow. And he's like, yeah, and they can't afford to do those things. And they don't own their own properties. So what tells me is they got mismanagement of monies, is what I'm thinking. You know, they're a small shop.
They're not only a small shop, but they have really small margins. You know what I mean? To be able to take in that little bit. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much flexibility, you know, like.
It's true. And you know, they're not really putting their... It doesn't seem like they put their money back into their product on a monthly basis.
No, it's like probably just to pay the bills.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really, you know, stacking cash away, which, you know, it's fine. That's what makes them approachable. You know what I mean? Likeable. Like, I get it.
LA Fitness is cheap.
It's, you know, approachable and expensive place to go work out.
Yeah. And LA Fitness is a corporate. So they're, you know, they're probably ready to revamp, or they had, you know, they're one of those companies that they revamp every like 2.5 years. You know, they get new equipment. They do their, you know, being corporate. So that's the one thing that, you know, after everything starts up, how would you think it's going to start up again? Like, we're just going to get a notice, a cure is discovered, or everything is back to normal. How do you think it's going to happen?
I think it's going to... we're going to have to see that curve bend a little and start heading downwards before anything gets called off. And then, like, little by little, they're going to start, I think it'll be like minimal hours that they'll allow businesses to open back up, and they'll still kind of like limit, you know, the contact until, you know, it's obviously gone. But, I think it's definitely going to be before that curve. I mean, we're going to have to wait until that curve starts like bending downwards.
For us
to actually be able to go back into work.
I actually think they're going to come out and make an announcement. Like, breaking news, they discovered a cure. The cure rate is going down at 30% an hour, something like that. Something outrageous.
Yeah.
We'll see, but I don't know.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
It'll be ready to roll, and then the Cubs can start again. So what do you think? The baseball's going to start? Or are you going to be like Dan McNeil and say that the baseball is not going to start until August? What an asshole.
No, I don't think August. No, I don't think August. But definitely it's a May. Like, if my kid ain't going back to school to April 30th,
right?
You know what I mean? That means they're not playing baseball till May.
May.
You know, and they might even need, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'll say May 15, May 20th.
Because they're not playing at all. You know what I mean? So, like, they might need 2 weeks to, you know, get into it.
And this is going to make for a great season, a wonderful season, because you're going to have a lot of contending teams. Because basically everything's a playoff.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
It is. And then it also, like, it benefits those players that don't have sustainability. You know, like, it's more of a sprint than a marathon. And it changes the whole season up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, the NBA is another thing. They're not going to be in shape. I pray to God they just suspend it.
Get it over and done with. Fuck LeBron. Whatever to make sure he doesn't win another championship. You know? I turned around to be a LeBron fan. Like, I'm one of those guys, like, I totally hated him. It's like one of those, became like, how can you hate on Tom Brady anymore? You know what I mean? In the beginning, he went to Michigan. Fuck him. Fuck that. Fuck Patriots. All that. But after you just keep winning and he's got swagger like that, it's like, Tom, you're the man, bro. You're the man. And LeBron's a good guy too, man. I'll give it to him. But I don't want him winning any more championships.
Well, the thing is that these guys haven't played for 4 weeks, 6 weeks. They're going to be out of shape. They're going to...
It'll be unhealthy because
they're going to be big and their heart's going to be pumping and then they're going to be out of shape. But this is the thing. You give these athletes 5 weeks off, oh, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. Amazing. They become regular humans.
Who was it that... I was watching the Michael Vick documentary, you know, and after he had got out of jail and all that, and he started practicing, like he had developed like a regular human body. Like, it took him time to get back up to performance level. Obviously, he's a super freak, which he is, and he got there faster than me and you will ever do it.
Right.
But like, no, they become regular people. You know what I mean? They're not superhumans anymore, which is what they are. You know,
right, because they're not going through the motion. They're not working. They're not moving their bodies. It makes sense.
You know, and you know, you probably got guys like J.J. Watt that's got like a facility in his house and all that stuff. That, you know, he's probably still working out. And there's some of those, but you know,
but you got something called so you got game shape.
You got Steph Curry playing golf in his house all day long. You know what I mean? He's gonna come out. It's gonna be different for him. You know.
Oh man, I mean, that guy's jump shot is never gonna leave. I don't know. The other day they had the I'm Back game reunion. I didn't get to watch it. You get to watch it?
No.
You didn't get to watch it on White Sox Network?
No.
So they had it, and it made me think about that style of ball, that style of basketball, that kind of basketball. Basketball in the 90s, nothing like it. Nothing like it. It's some of the greatest stuff.
It wasn't safe either. These guys were fucking each other up. It was nasty. You don't see that ball anymore.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? But the only thing I think that would get it back, dude, I actually really like the whole entire All-Star format. You know what I mean? Like, make the last quarter like
the Elam ending.
More like a grade school ball where you're just like first person to dismount because all of a sudden defense kicks in. Okay. Yeah. I don't want them to score versus let them score because I'm going to come back and shoot a three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It changes the fucking game completely. You know, in the 90s, it was all defense and it was exciting. You know what I mean? Defense wins. But then all of a sudden, 3-pointers started dropping and people stopped giving a shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, damn.
And then people wanted their stats. And then you started bringing in high schoolers thinking.
But put a, you know, first to 24. Watch how quick defense and how much it'll matter. You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden it changes guys like James Harden that are so fucking bum. You know what I mean? And then you have no overtime.
So then you don't have no extra basketball.
You don't have no overtime. And, I think it's better for everybody. You know what I mean? It's less time on the floor. You know, safer for the athletes. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, the fourth quarter commercials will be valued so much more because you know it's going to end, you know, and it's going to be exciting. You know, it's a win-win.
play 3.5 quarters so these players can get their stats and you can reach the record books. And then after 3.5 quarters, Elam ending first to a certain number, and the game is going to change. And I believe you're right. You got some. You might be some onto something there, because that might change the game in total.
Completely.
That'd be something interesting. That'd be great. But
I get it. Don't let them tackle each other anymore. Okay, yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? In the 90s, you know, what the Pistons and the Bulls did to each other, like, it was, but that's what pushed Jordan to be so strong, though. You know what I mean? Like, people don't talk about his strength. You know what I mean? The game he had to have. The motherfucker was super strong.
It's got to be amazing. Jordan.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't talk about it because, like, yeah, he's a fit dude and all that. But he is super strong. To do what he did in the era he did, you know what I mean? Like, he was banging some of the strongest people in the fucking game.
Yeah.
Dunking on them, moving them out the way.
No, you're right. I'm just trying to think about them, the way they were. It was just incredible. The fact that Scottie Pippen could defend you 94 feet with no problem. It was amazing. Even though they were bigger and stronger at their position, they still had positions. Positionless basketball, it's over here. That's pickup game stuff. It don't work. Yeah. It don't work.
We got four guards on the team.
Yeah. It doesn't work. That doesn't win. It's entertaining sometimes, but it doesn't win, you know, for segments at a time. But speaking of tackle, are you happy with your Chicago Bears and their additions and all their things that they've done this week? Hey, podcast land, let it be known that Antonio is a Mitcher. He's a Mitch truther.
I'm a Chicago fan. And let me correct that, because people confuse that with, like, oh, yeah, you like the Sox, too? No.
You like the White Sox?
No, I am not.
Let me correct that.
Oh, he's a Chicago fan. No, I do not like the White Sox. But this is what I mean. You know what I mean? When you commit to somebody, you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. It's like almost like a marriage. You know what I mean? Like, how quick are you going to come in and, like, you know, 3 months later, like, oh, fuck this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, she fucking sucks. You know what I mean? I know my approach to it was that way, and that's probably how I learned. But no, you got to commit. You got to commit. You got to be like, you know what? He's going to figure it out.
How much longer?
I was a D Rose guy, too. Like, you know, because I'll still, like, listen, there's a lot Mitch needs to work out. You know what I mean? The team did not commit to him. You know what I mean? His style of ball. You know what I mean? They were trying to, you know, make it a running team, which it wasn't. You know what I mean? If that was the case, they should have fucking kept Jordan Howard and just gave him the fucking rock and just let him run the fucking ball.
Jordan Howard's in Miami now.
Our tight ends were weak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We didn't have strong tight ends. And it's not like they went in and, like, solved their solutions. Jimmy Graham? Really? You know what I mean? 10 years ago, maybe, but fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, maybe he might have one of those, like, oh, yeah, you know, he's seasoned, he's a veteran, you know, he might pull through type shit, you know, but who the fuck knows what the chances are? It's not going to happen. It's like those people that thought fucking Aaron Rodgers. It's like those people that thought Dwayne Wade was going to come and make a difference. You know what I mean? like, no, he's not, you know. You know, if Dwayne Wade was like the sixth man, if we had a decent team, he might come off the bench and do what D. Rhodes is doing. But no, you know. Same shit. Jimmy Graham's not going to be solve our solution in that position. And we still need to get out there and get some fucking big country motherfuckers or try to take some people from basketball and make them tight ends.
If I told you that a good running back is available and he's only 25 years old, would you be interested in picking him up?
Very much.
And what if I told you his name is Todd Gurley?
I don't mind Todd Gurley, dude.
He's 25 years old, dude.
I don't. I enjoyed him in college.
I still think he's got some. The thing about it, when he was in LA, they babied him. They put him on. Oh, he can't play. Oh, he's hurt. Oh, I know he has these arthritic knees now, but you might as well get good 5 years. Get five more good years out of him. Pay him $10 million, $8 million, $7 million.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley wouldn't be a bad pickup, and especially
he wouldn't be a bad pickup,
you know, for a good price of money, and he's decent, he's motivated.
Because the fucking Rams got to pay most of his contract, right?
Yeah, he's already collected, so he might get $10 more million on some loophole, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
I know if the Bears draft a quarterback in the draft coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're back to anyway, quarterback situation. We're talking about Nick Foles. So whatever, you know, sparks some fucking competition out of this fucking dick, then yeah, I'm all about it. Whatever's going to make him fucking better, you know what I mean? And if at the end of the day Nick Foles comes through, so be it, you know? I know he did well with, like, Alshon Jeffries, you know, like, bring him back. You know, like, he that was, like, his favorite receiver. Dude,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Alshon looked like a different player with Nick Foles.
He did.
You know, and then
he
all did. Of a sudden, what's called Carson Wentz comes in, and he's doing nothing.
He throws the ball too hard.
Nothing.
Alshon don't like it too hard. He likes it soft. Like, you know, but like you explain it. You know, here, Joshy Poo was a – him and Alshon had this great relationship. But then when Culler got in, Culler and Alshon didn't do good. Over there, Wentz and Alshon.
Yeah.
And then Foles and Alshon are automatically geniuses, greatness. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. But we'll see. But I think the Bears are going to draft a quarterback, and I think Mitch is done. And I hope they go in that direction because
well,
it's
yeah,
time
they gotta
to just...
release one of them, and they do got to figure out a backup situation.
They got to
yeah.
figure it out because what if Mitch is butthurt? What if he's butthurt? Oh, you don't want me to play no more, and you're gonna put me in the backup. I don't want to do that. What if he's hurt? You know, he's butthurt, and then he's like, and then he's gonna throw the ball. He's gonna be even worse because you know Nick Foles is gonna get hurt. You know, both of them are gonna get hurt. Nick Foles and Trubisky get hurt, so you gotta have a backup. But I don't know. I like it. I'm still waiting. If they pick up a tight end from Vanderbilt in the second round, I'm going to be so pissed off. And I think I'm going to put him
on
the
Oh, my God. Dude, I hope we get Randy Moss's son. That would be
That'd
awesome.
Be great. He's great. Or even Cole Kmet, Notre Dame, Golden Domer.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That'll be great. But, hey, we'll see what happens. I think I still think there's going to be some good. I think this is going to turn around. I think this. What happens with this pandemic and this infodemic stuff that's going on, I think it's just going to start all over. It's going to clearly remove the federal government and just revamp that. We get to revamp, and then our sports in Chicago get to change and become the greatness it's supposed to become for the 21st century. So that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see. And maybe Lou and Pablo will pick up the phone one of these days. You want me to try Booby real quick so you can say hi
Let's
to Booby?
Let's try Booby real quick. Let's try Booby real quick.
It's going to be good. This is going to be good. Wow. No, he's not picking up.
You just reached my voice. You can give me a detailed message with your contact information, and I'll be glad to return your phone call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Dude, he's not picking up.
Yeah.
Look at it. I got his voicemail there. So, see, that's his voicemail. So, we're just going to... We should just leave him a long voicemail.
You should just record the show on his fucking voicemail. That would have been
So, I think he was upset that I called. Because now we're talking on his voicemail right now. So that'd I think, nice. Booby, don't be upset that I call you three times, the most I call you in the last 3 months. So I want to say I hope you enjoyed your tacos. Antonio's on the line. We just finished talking for an hour so we can wait for you to eat your tacos. But so enjoy those pasadita tacos. I know they're really small. They're like the tiniest tacos in the city.
Bro, I could have like 10 of them, like nothing.
10, huh? They're smaller now?
They're small. And they're like fucking $3.
I can't believe we had this voice.
When it costs $30 in tacos to fill me, that place is not for me.
$30? Wait,
I could slam 10 of them. No joke.
They're $3 a pop, right? Yeah. Damn. And what? A pastor or carne asada?
No, they don't have that. Just carne asada.
That's all they have. Huh? I haven't been to Pasaditas since.
It's
since
good,
Booby.
Their meat's juicy and shit like that. So it's tasty. They do a good job.
What tacos up there by Cumberland Land do you go to?
Got whack. Oh, Taco Burrito King.
Oh, bro, damn. That sounds
it's
bad.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Not like Chava's, bro. Chava's is the best.
No, no, no. Yeah, there's great Mexican food out there. Chava's is good. I go get, Tacos Locos, where I took Pablo to get those micheladas. Fire.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The miches.
Oh, micheladas are good. Yeah, they're good. I got to have michelada now. I think I'm going to do a black and brown because I'm going to do a Guinness with a Dos Equis.